Come, Holy Spirit, our hearts inspire. Enlighten us with your celestial fire. For if you're with us, then nothing else matters. If you're not with us, then nothing else matters. Be with us, I pray. Amen. Please be seated, as will I. This is a big week at St. Peter's, and I will not keep you all for a long time. This is my room. It is interesting that we're having an art show, because my analogy is that some people work in watercolors, some people work in oils. I work in sarcasm and irony. And that actually makes today's gospel reading one of my favorite stories. Jesus sends his disciples out and tells them to go out, heal, cast out demons, and they do so. They're marginally successful in doing it if you read the story. But John sees this guy standing at the corner of Hugh Ward and Spillway Road, and he's doing the same thing, but he's not one of the disciples. And he goes back to Jesus and says, "Dude, what's up with this? This quack's over here doing the same stuff you told us to do. We're not being very successful at it. He's being real successful at it. And we don't know him." So John has fallen into that human characteristic of wanting to be a member of a group. A isolated, special segment of society. He doesn't want interlopers coming in and being able to do what Jesus has empowered them to do. And that's normal human stuff. Jesus actually goes proverbial on him, throws out a proverb and says, "Those who are not against us are with us." That is sometimes hard for us in this day and time to get our minds around. It's exclusiveness versus inclusiveness. The disciples certainly wanting to be set aside as noted followers of the Messiah. We are special. This guy should not be doing this. And yet, what he's doing is exactly what Jesus calls us to do. In this day and time, we are so in tune with sports analogies. And that's what this is here. It's us against them. Literally. And if you read further in the gospel, he talks about cutting off your hand if it offends you, cutting off your foot if it causes your brother to stumble, gouging out your eye if it causes you to sin. We hang on every word that Jesus says. But folks, he's speaking metaphorically. We do the same thing today. How many of y'all watching a football game see the arch rivals, quarterback drop back to pass? Your team's defensive line is all over them and you're hollering, "Kill it!" Do you really mean it? Well, wait, no, let's leave that as a rhetorical question, seriously. But it's that's what Jesus is doing. He's trying to make the point, and he's using metaphors to do so. In real life, we are so attuned to cliques. We're members of St. Peter's by the Lake. I'm a rebel. You're a bulldog. Or a golden eagle. Or a tiger. Or a brave. I'm Baptist. You're Catholic. Uh-oh, here it comes. I'm conservative. You're liberal. I'm black. You're white. We spend so much time building these walls up that we live within that we miss the bigger picture. Jesus calls us to build community. I don't think he cared that the guy over here at Hugh Ward and Spillway Road is casting out demons, and Jesus maybe never met the man. I don't think that matters to Jesus. What he saw was a guy doing the work that Christ compels all of us to do. And he was doing it in Jesus' name. Our past president have my disagreements with him. I don't agree with everything he said, but I do believe in one thing he said, and I believe he lived. And that was, we need to focus on what makes us alike rather than continuing to focus on what makes us different. That is the only way that we as a community of believers will be able to carry out the mission that Christ compels us to carry out.